free. I stared at the woman in front of me, her words seemingly real and unreal as they echoed between us. Then she will become the mother of all vampires, and with her power over the dead, raise every undead creature within the continent. The witch's words took every fear I had ever had in my heart and pinned it there. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't think past what she was saying. It did not seem possible that I would not only lose Bree, but Bree herself would lose the essence of who she was and become something monstrous. She would become a vampire, the very thing we'd been fighting against if this spell came to fruition. I stared at the witch, Bree's cousin. There were similarities between them. Her reddish hair held hints of gold, the color of her eyes when the light hit them, the way her breath hitched and held with uncertainty. Did I trust this woman? Not a chance. But I would not turn down help, not when saving Bree was all that mattered. I would raise cities if that was what it took. If this witch was truly here to help, then I needed to know her. What is your name?
Bramble. I frowned.
I've never heard of a powerful witch by that name. I made it my business to keep tabs on the powerful forces within the shadow world. She tipped her head my way.
That is by design. One of my greatest powers is the ability to wipe memories of myself completely from a mind.
She tucked her hands into her pockets, the corner of her mouth lifting in a half smile.
Come, there is nothing to do here. We must go and plan. To save Bree will be no small thing. Evangeline is the strongest vampire this world has ever seen. That is what happens when you turn a guardian to the shadow world.
Roderick wobbled to his feet. I'd almost forgotten he was there. Almost. I must go. The sun is too close. Before I could so much as turn toward him, he disappeared. Maybe he'd slid into a grave. Maybe he'd literally teleported to another place. Either way, the vampire was gone. Fury snapped through me. Roderick! The dagger in my hand shivered. A demon was trapped within the blade, by his own choosing, a blade I'd made for Bree, hoping to give her another weapon to keep her safe. A blade of black steel, infused with a demon's power. His words were quiet enough. And we were far enough from Bramble that only I could hear him.
Lucifer's left nut, you got a strong grip, man. Ease up.
I didn't respond to the dagger, just used it to point at the witch. You've been playing a game, witch, one that has gotten Bree taken. Her sniff and eye roll reminded me so much of Celia that it was hard not to startle at the resemblance.
Of course I've been playing a game, you idiot. I have been trying to get back here to my family for years. But you forget that there are many dark councils, many dangers in our world. You are not the only ones fighting unseen battles.
I didn't put the dagger or the sword away. Trust was not something I gave easily. Not after the family I'd come from, and my first marriage teaching me that trusting the wrong person could get you killed, related to them or not. And this witch had given me every reason not to trust her. But I did know that she wasn't wrong about the dangers, about all the magic that was held in the darkness, waiting for its moment to be unleashed on the world. She gave another wave of her hand at me. Like a queen sending a peasant away.
Go to your friends. Tell them what happened. I will meet you there at the height of the sun, when the shadows are at their weakest. I will tell you everything I know then.